Some provinces were doubling down Tuesday with mask and vaccination requirements in an effort to bring down rising COVID-19 cases, while the Northwest Territories reported its first death related to the virus. British Columbia, Quebec and Manitoba all reintroduced mandatory face coverings in some settings. Starting Wednesday, BC is bringing back a public health order requiring people to wear masks in all indoor public spaces, including malls, grocery stores and on transit, to try to curb the spread of infections fueled primarily by the Delta variant. The order also includes students in grade 4 and up who will soon be returning to classrooms. Face coverings will be encouraged for younger children. Provincial Health Officer, Dr. Bonnie Henry, said the order is to be reassessed in mid-October when the province plans to have fully implemented a proof of vaccination card for anyone wanting to eat in restaurants, visit theaters or go to other events. Quebec also announced an indoor mask mandate for elementary and high school students across 9 regions of the province, including Montreal. Education Minister Jean-François Roberge said the rise of the Delta variant is forcing the cautious approach. It's not ideal, Roberge said. It's not what we wanted at the beginning of the school year, but we have to take note of the situation, take note of what's happening elsewhere in the world and the rise of the Delta variant. As for vaccines, Manitoba announced that all frontline provincial employees who work with vulnerable populations will need to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 by the end of October. We need to get to higher ground to avoid the tsunami, Premier Brian Pallister said. Workers affected include doctors, nurses, teachers, early childhood teachers and prison guards. Government employees, including members of the legislature, will also be required to have their shots. The province also said it is bringing back a mask mandate for all indoor public places, including schools. In Ontario, the Toronto Police Service said all its uniformed and civilian members will need to be fully vaccinated and staff will be required to provide proof by mid-September. New Brunswick followed the lead of some other provinces by expanding eligibility for shots to children who are turning 12 this year. And, with case numbers rising, Nova Scotia Premier-designate Tim Houston said New Brunswickers who aren't fully vaccinated will be treated like travelers from outside the Atlantic region and must isolate upon entering his province. We expect this to impact a very small number of people, Houston said of the measure beginning Wednesday. The Northwest Territories, dealing with its worst outbreak since the pandemic began, reported its first death from COVID-19. At a time, when we are trying to keep an entire population healthy, this death reminds us that individuals are at the heart of this effort, the territory's Chief Public Health Officer, Dr. Cami Condola, said in a statement. There were 219 active cases in the territory. A vaccine tracker created by a University of Saskatchewan student shows Canada has reached a milestone of 75% of those eligible now fully vaccinated. It says 83% have had at least one dose. This report by the Canadian Press was first published August 24, 2021. This story was produced with the financial assistance of the Facebook and Canadian Press News Fellowship. Fakia Baig, The Canadian Press.